我们学徒教会弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace out, my brothers, sisters, Sacerdotes Church.
我们今天安息生日我们一起来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
And may God bless all of us for worshiping Him, gathering here on this holy Sabbath day.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考建立信心的旅程。
Now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'd like to study the topic, a journey of establishing faith.
我们在读创世纪的时候，从第十二章开始就进入学习四个人物的他们的信仰生活。
When we read the book of Genesis, starting from chapter 12, we see the life of faith of four different characters.
这四个主要人物就是选民四个重要的这个开头的人物，四个祖先，他们是怎么建立信心的。
The four characters are also the four forefathers of the Israelites, and we learn how they established their faith.
所以从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各到约瑟这四个人物我们在聚会的时候会常常提到。
Therefore, we often mention these four characters starting from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
那这个就是创世纪从十二章开始的主要内容。
This is also the main theme starting from chapter 12 of Genesis.
那从第十一章开头开始后面的时候呢，就开始记载闪的后代。
Starting the latter part of chapter 11 records the descendants of Shem.
挪亚的三个儿子闪、含、雅、弗。后来到了第十一章，特别强调闪的家谱。
So out of the three sons of Noah, until the latter part, chapter 11 records the descendants of Shem.
在闪的这么多的儿女当中呢，特别到第十一章的二十七节，记载了他拉的后代。
So until chapter 20, verse 27 of chapter 11 records the descendant of Terah.
那在他拉的后代当中，其实就是要讲亚伯兰。
And this is to tell us the coming of Abraham.
他讲他拉他这个家庭要讲的比较详细一点。
There is a more detailed description to the family of Terah.
那亚伯兰是他拉的儿子。
Abraham was a son of Terah.
那亚伯兰的妻子叫做撒来。
The wife of Abraham was named Sarai.
第三十节说撒来不生育，没有孩子。
Verse 30 says, but Sarah was barren, she had no child.
那接下来从31节就说到他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰跟他的家人呢，就离开了当时候的吾尔，往迦南地去了。
31 says, Terah took his son Abraham and his family, and they left Ur of the Chaldeans.
那后来他们走到哈兰就住在那里。
When they came to Haran, they dwelt there.
那这是为什么突然他会写到他拉他们要离开他们的家走到要往迦南地去呢，要后来走到哈兰住下来呢。
So what was the reason why the Bible records that Terah took his family, they left Ur and they came to the place called Haran?
圣经非常巧妙的把这样一个衔接点把它放在这个地方，就是接下来要进入他所要讲的信心旅程的开头。
So the Bible had placed a section, the story here, so to continue on to this journey of faith.
这当中其实有一段是创世纪没有说的。
There's actually a period of time that is not mentioned or recorded in Genesis.
我们请看《使徒行传》第七章。
So turn to Acts chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒行传第七章第二节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 2.
我们看这一段才会明白为什么他拉会带着他的家人要离开Ur.
When we read this passage, we'll understand the reason why Terah took his family and left Ur.
七章第二节到第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 2 to 5.
请读。
Chapter 2, and he said, Brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran 3, and said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you for. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell. 5. And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for possession and to his descendants after him.
你看这里是斯提凡特别跟当时候的犹太同胞提到他们的历史，他们都很熟悉的。
So here Stephen addressed the history of Israelites to his fellow brethren.
他说亚伯拉罕他还未住在哈兰的时候， 荣耀的神向他显现，显然那时候他们是住在乌尔，加勒底的乌尔这个地方。
So here it says, before they dwelt in Haran, which they were still dwelling in Ur, the God of glory had already appeared to him.
那这里特别强调是荣耀的神向他显现的。
So here emphasize that it was the God of glory who appeared to him.
那神跟他说要离开本地和亲族，往我所指示你的地方去。
God said to him, get out of your country and from your relatives.
那他就第四节就说他就离开了，然后就后来就住在哈兰。
And verse 4 says, he came out of the land and he dwelt in Haran.
那显然亚伯拉罕他之所以能够离开他的故乡，跟这个荣耀神的直接呼召有绝对关系。
It is very clear that the coming out of Abraham's family had to do with the appearance and the instruction of God.
那这个就是在创世纪里面的一个很重要的主题，就是拣选。
This is a very important theme in the book of Genesis, which is the choosing.
哦，在创世纪里面，我们看到神他都在拣选人，他所要执行救恩计划的人选。
In Genesis, we see how God had chosen people whom would carry out His plans of salvation.
从亚当的后代里面，他选择了赛特。
Out of the descendants of Adam, He chose Seth.
从赛特的子孙里面，他选择了挪亚。
Out of Seth, he chose Noah.
现在从挪亚的后代里面，他选出了闪的这一个家族。
And now from the descendants of Noah, he chose the family of descendants of Shem.
从闪的家族当中，他现在选出了亚伯兰。
Out of the descendants of Shem, he had chosen Abraham.
所以这个荣耀的神向亚伯兰显现。
Therefore, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
那这位神向刚显现的时候，亚伯兰他一定知道，他一定知道这位神是谁的。
When God of glory appeared to Abraham, he knew immediately whom this God is.
因为这当中的差别就是，亚伯兰他怎么会知道这位神是独一的神呢？
So the difference in question is, how does this Abraham know that this is the one and only true God?
因为圣经在记载创世纪里面在记载这个家谱的时候，特别在第五章都会交代他们活几年。
So when the Bible mentions about the genealogies of the families in chapter 5 of Genesis, it talks about records about what age they lived until.
我们有时候读到这个他们活几年的时候，就你要写这个做什么？
So when we read until this, we may wonder why they record down the exact age.
其实写他们年纪是有用意的。
But there is a reason why the ages were written down.
如果我们仔细看他的年代，他们活的年数了哈。
If we study closely the ages they lived until,
当马图撒拉活着的时候，亚当还活着。
So when Methuselah was alive, Adam was still alive.
那马图撒拉，他跟挪亚曾经同一起600年。
And so Methuselah once lived about 600 period of time along with Noah.
因为当挪亚进方舟的时候，那一年马图撒拉死了。
Because the year that Noah entered into the ark, that was the year Methuselah passed away.
亚当他所经历的这一切就是这样子一代一代的传到了马图撒拉了。
Therefore, everything that Adam had went through, he had passed down each generation until the time of Methuselah.
神怎么创造这个天地，神怎么跟他们跟人互动，这个整个历史是这样传下来的。
And this is how the entire creation and the interaction between God and men were passed down from generation to
generation. 等到挪亚进方舟，马图撒拉也死了。
Until the time Noah entered into the ark, Methuselah also died.
现在所有的事情都是挪亚就是第一手资料的。
So now Noah had encountered everything in first hand.
那挪亚进方舟之后，世上的人就死了。
After Noah entered into the ark, men on this world died.
接下来挪亚出方舟，他开始新的世界，他的儿女开始在地上繁衍。
After Noah exited out of the ark, his children began to multiply on the earth.
那闪的后代，他特别交代他们都活几到几岁的时候。生了谁，然后又活几年。
At a special recording of the descendants of Shem, how long they lived until and who were their descendants.
等到挪亚他的后代生出了亚伯兰的时候。
Until the descendants of Shem came out of, Abraham came out of Shem.
从第十一章的家谱的记录。
From the recordings and the genealogy in chapter 11.
我们就会看到当亚伯兰生的时候，挪亚还活着。
We can see when Abraham was born, Noah was still alive.
我们只有从这个圣经的这些年代的计算，我们才会知道这个事实。
We can only come to know this fact from the biblical recordings.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，你可以自己做一个计算，从创世纪第十一章计算算，当亚伯兰生的时候，挪亚几岁。
So you can make a calculation to see when Abraham was born, how old was Noah.
那所以 挪亚他直接跟神同行。
So Noah, he walked with God.
他知道这位神是谁。
He know who this God is.
这是全能的神。
This is the Almighty God.
这位神是又慈爱又公义的神。
He is a just and merciful God.
这位神是愿意救人的神。
He's a God who is willing to save men.
他所创造的世界，他有他的目的，他有他的用意。
And he had his purpose for creating this world.
他不要让他所创造这个美丽的世界就这样子消失的。
And he does not will that this beautiful world he created would disappear just like this.
神怎么样要在这个他所创造的这个宇宙当中彰显出他的荣耀来。
So how would God manifest His glory in this world that He had created?
他所有的过程一定是挪亚最清楚的。
So Noah was the one who knew of this process the best.
到亚伯兰生的时候
，When Abraham was born,
挪亚还活着。
Noah was still alive.
所以这个荣耀的神，这位慈爱的神，他是怎么样跟世人互动？这个过程就是这样子传下来的。
So this is how the interaction between God and men were passed down.
到了亚伯拉罕的时候
，Until the time of Abraham,
神特别跟他显现
，God appeared to him especially,
要他离开当时候所住的乌尔
，and told him to come out of Ur.
乌尔当时候就是世界文明的中心。
So Ur at that time was the center of civilization.
乌尔是非常文明的地方的那时候。
It was a very highly civilized place.
神要他离开
，but God wanted him to depart from.
但是同时，乌尔也充满了很多敬拜其他鬼神的地方了。
But Ur was also a place filled with idol worshippings.
就是人从在最终生活以后，人对这个跟这个创造荣耀的神距离越来越远了。
That after men live in a place of idol worshipping and evil doings, they will depart further and further away from God.
现在神直接跟他显现，要他离开。
Now God directly appeared to him and tell him to leave Ur.
但是在创世纪特别提到，是他拉带着他的子孙离开乌尔的。
Chapter 11 tells us it was Terah who took his descendants and family out of Ur.
那时候亚伯兰的父亲他拉还在呢。
Because Abraham's father Terah was still alive.
亚伯兰要离开的时候
，When Abraham was leaving,
他的父亲的家跟他一起走了。
His father's family household also left with him.
他拉应该是主导这整个搬迁的过程。
So you can see Terah was the one who had carried out this move.
但是神并没有直接跟他拉显现呢。
But God did not appear to Terah directly.
他拉他要去的地方，他想要去的地方，跟亚伯兰得到神的指示所要去的地方可能不一样。
Perhaps the place that Terah wanted to go was different from the place that God had instructed Abraham to go.
最后，我们看圣经，他们在哈兰这个地方停下来了。
So from the Bible, we see that they stopped and dwelt in a place called Haran.
就住在哈兰了。
And they dwelt in Haran.
住多久我们不知道。
We don't know how long they stayed there for.
但这个是一开始神跟亚伯兰显现，要他往迦南地去这个旅程，中途在哈兰就停顿了。
But this is the middle place where they had stopped, from the place that God appeared to Abraham.
那哈兰应该就是在乌尔的西北边的地方。
And so we can see, Haran was to the northwest side of Ur.
就是沿着两河流域一直往上游走。
So yeah, you will walk up north, in between the two great rivers.
那到了哈兰之后，其实在往南走的时候，就准备要进入迦南地了。
So once you get to Haran, if you travel south, then you would be ready to enter into the land of Canaan.
但是为什么他们会在哈兰留下来
？But why did they stay at Haran?
我们看神的旨意就是他们要直接去迦南地的。
But we see that the will of God was for them to go directly to Canaan.
那个地方是神指示的。
For that was the place instructed by God.
虽然那个时候亚伯兰他不知道那个地方是什么。
Even though at that time Abraham did not know what that place.
但是那个方向是很清楚的。
But he knew the direction very clearly.
好了，现在父亲带着他走到哈兰停下来了。
Now his father taken him to Haran and they stopped there.
他们住在那里，他们就一起在那里生活了。
They stopped there and they lived there.
在那边生活，他们为什么会这样呢？为什么会停在那里
？So why did they stop at Haran?
看起来在这个地方好像也蛮有吸引力的啦。
So it seems like this was a place full of attraction.
我们现在看回来创世纪第十二章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 12.
第十二章的第五节。
Chapter 12 verse 5.
我们看到亚伯兰他们住在哈兰的时候，他们得到两件主要东西。
So we can see when they dwelt in Haran, they had gained two necessities.
第五节，请读第五节。
Verse 5. Then Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and other possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan.
我们看到在这个地方， 他们住哈兰的时候，他们积蓄的财物还有人口。
So we can see when they dwelt in Haran, they had gathered possessions and people.
那表示在哈兰这个地方，有他吸引人的地方了。
So we can say there was a place that, there was something that attracted them in Haran.
特别是他拉他的目标，可能跟当时候亚伯兰他从神得的指示不一样。
So we can see that Haran perhaps his destination place was different from that of God's instruction.
他并没有蒙神指示说要往他是要指示的地方去。
Tara did not go according to what God had instructed.
所以他的目标是什么？
So what was his goal?
这其实就是一般人，我们今天如果没有跟神有直接的认识的时候，我们的眼光，我们追求大部分就是这两个东西。
And that is for ordinary people. If we do not have a direct connection with God, then these are the two things that we will pursue in life.
在那里可以累积财物。
For there you can acquire possessions.
在那里可以得到人口，就是他们是可以买卖奴隶的。
And that is you can acquire men. So there was a trade of servants.
那有人口表示他是可以有权的，他可以。名声啊。
So when you acquire people, that means you have status and you have, you're well known.
当主人跟当奴隶是不一样的。
So it's different being a master and a servant.
所以看起来在他拉这个地方啊、在哈兰这个地方，他被这个世上的东西卡住了。
So you can see that Terah was trapped here, or he was attracted by the things of world in Haran.
亚伯兰他就跟着留下来了。
And Abraham he stayed behind as well.
那在这段期间，神都没有讲什么。
So in this period of time, God did not say anything.
在使徒行传第七章特别说，等到他拉死了以后。
In Acts chapter 7, mentioning especially, it was not until Terah had died.
他拉死在哈兰这个地方哦。
Terah died in Haran.
他死了以后。
After he died.
好，神。在第二次向亚伯兰显现。
And the second time God appeared to Abraham.
啊，所以使徒行传才说他死了之后，亚伯兰才离开哈兰。
This is why in Acts says after Terah died, then Abraham departed from Haran.
从创世纪第十二章的第四节特别交代，那时候亚伯兰75岁。
So chapter 12 of Genesis verse 4 says Abraham was 75 years old.
所以我们不知道亚伯兰什么几岁的时候离开乌尔的。
So we don't know at what age did Abraham depart from Ur.
所以我们圣经要读清楚。
So we have to read the Bible carefully.
75岁的时候离开哈兰。
It was at age 75 that he departed from Haran.
不是离开乌尔。
It was not the age when he departed from Ur.
好，那现在看回来第十一章有一个差别我们要注意的。
Let's turn back to chapter 11. There is a difference we must pay attention to.
第二十六节，十一章二十六节在讲他拉活到七十岁，他就生了亚伯兰、拿赫跟哈兰。
Verse 26. Now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abraham, Nahor, and Haran.
到三十二节，他拉活了205岁就死了。
Verse 32. And he lived. He was 205 years old and he died.
那如果亚伯兰75岁的时候出哈兰
，And if Abraham departed from Haran at age 75,
那这样子，亚伯兰，因为他拉死了以后205岁死了
，And so Terah died at age 205.
所以那个时候亚伯兰跟他的年纪差应该差130几年嘛，哈。
So Abraham was
130岁啊
，about 130 years apart from his father.
好，那这样子跟第二十六节。那怎么样联系起来呢
？So how do we connect this to chapter 11, verse 26?
那我们有时候到这里，因为这里有60年的差距。
So here is a 60 years gap.
这个差距我们要这样了解。
So this is our understanding for this 60 years gap.
不是圣经记错了。
It's not a miscalculation.
因为第二十六节在讲，他老活到70岁，他才生了这三个儿子。
So 26 means Terah lived until 70 years old until he begot these three sons.
所以不是他在70岁的时候已经生了这三个儿子。
It's not that he had these three sons already at
70
years old.
他们他拉在什么几年的几岁的时候生谁，我们不知道。
So we don't know at what exact age did he give birth to these sons.
但是一定是70岁以后才生出来的。
But he begot them after 70 years old.
那我们这样子对圣经就可以了解。
Then we will have a further understanding.
他在记这个家谱的时候
，When they have the genealogy down,
他并没有很具体的说明他几岁的时候生谁了。
So it is not specifically records at what age did he begot which son.
好，那所以我们看到神有他的时间。
So we can see God has his own timing.
神他跟亚伯兰显现的时候，要他离开乌尔。
When God appeared to Abraham and asked him to come out of Ur.
那但是亚伯兰的父亲在哈兰就留下来了。
But the father of Abraham, Terah, stayed at Haran.
但是他拉他这个人并不是神。 直接拣选要进入迦南地的人。
Terah was not the person God had chosen to go into the land of Canaan.
所以当他的父亲留在哈兰的时候，神一句话都没有说。
So when his father Terah stayed in Haran, God did not speak a word.
一直等到这个父亲死了。
It was not until his father had died.
现在神跟他跟亚伯兰这样说。
Now again, God said to Abraham.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
请读
Verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abraham, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
好，现在神跟他跟亚伯兰说，要离开你的父家。
Now God said to him, Get out of your father's house.
所以神说，你离开你的本地本族父家。
And God said, Get out of your country, out of your family, and your father's house.
在这个时候，我们会看到，本来亚伯兰他们是住在乌尔。当然是闪的子孙所聚集的地方。
So can see originally Abraham lived in Ur, which was the dwelling place of the descendants of Shem.
他们所住的加勒底也是当时候闪族他们所聚集的这个户数的地方。
Also the land of Chaldeans was also the place where the tribe of Shem dwelt.
现在神要他离开父家。
Now God wants him to leave his father's house.
所以父亲死了以后
，After his father died,
神要亚伯兰重新开始。
God wanted Abraham to start over.
他要成为另外一个神所拣选的国。国度的开头
For he will become the father or the beginning of another nation.
所以我们才会说亚伯拉罕他是信心之父。
This is why we say Abraham is the father of faith.
他现在要跟他原始的原来的这个的父家啊要从连根拔起。
So now he was to be cut or be uprooted from his father's house.
神要他重新建立一个新的国度。
God wants him to reestablish a nation.
这个国度跟将来耶稣基督的国度有关系的。
For this nation will be connected, will be related to the kingdom of Lord Jesus.
从他要出现一个国度了。
From him will spring a nation.
请看第二节。
Verse 2.I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you name great, and you shall be a blessing.
第三节
Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这就是神一开始最初跟亚伯兰的应许。
This is the most initial blessing promise God had for Abraham.
我要让你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
我要赐福给你。
I will bless you.
那这个当时候亚伯兰特别说他没有儿子啊。
At that time, Abraham did not have any son.
他其实什么都没有。
At that time, in fact, he had nothing.
他只有神。
He only had God.
只有这位荣耀神向他显现，他认识了。
And he only had this glorious God appear to him that he had come to know him.
但是神就要已经要说要他成为大国了。
But here God said, I will make you a great nation.
他那时候其实说实在的，他跟当时候人比起来，他什么都没有啊。
But the fact is, compared to other people, he had nothing.
他说，神说你要叫别人得福。
And God said, you will allow others to be blessed.
那亚伯兰要怎么样让别人得福气啊？
So how can Abraham allow others to be blessed through him?
我们今天说我们要让人得福气，我们一定要有什么东西才有可能让人家得福气啊？
So today, if you want someone else to be blessed, we must first have something in order to have others blessed.
哦。所以一般来说，你看我们今天要求帮助，我们不会去找那个无家可归的人呢、啊，流浪汉呢、啊。
For example, today if you want to seek help, we will not seek help after a homeless.
因为他什么都没有。
Because he has nothing.
但是，你看当时亚伯兰的处境。
But in the circumstance that Abraham was in,
神他虽然都什么都没有，神已经跟他说，你要叫别人得福气。
Even at the time when he had nothing, God already promised him that he will be a blessing.
神非常看重他。
For God highly valued him.
所以他说，为你祝福的，我就祝福他。
And therefore God said, I will bless those who bless you.
谁如果咒诅你，神谁敢碰你，我就跟他算账，跟他没完没了了。
And he who dares to curse you, I will also curse them.
他说，地上万族要因你得福。
And all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you.
那这个地方已经展现出他这个国度啊，他所要建立这个国度是。永远的。
So he already manifests that the nation he shall build, establish is one that's everlasting.
他的影响力是全面性的，不是只是在地区性而已。
And so this is not only a regional influence, but this is an impact that will impact the earth.
他说神这样跟他讲了以后
，After God said this to him,
这个应许当时候亚伯拉罕，他其实真的就好像凭空神给他一个大饼了哈，画给他一个很大的饼，让他扛着。
So at the time, it's as a fifth, God had given him a great picture for him to carry on.
这个大饼甚至他连自己都没有能力扛起来的。
And this is something so big that he had no power to carry.
神就是给他应许啊，就给他了。
But here, God had promised and given this to him.
当时候亚伯兰他一个疑问都没有，他没有问神说那是什么东西啊
？At this time, Abraham did not question God and ask what these promises.
他没有问神说你要怎样给我这个国度。
He did not question God as how you will grant me this nation.
然后我要怎样叫人家得福气
？And how will I allow others to be blessed?
如果今天是我们的话，我们一定有很多很多问题用不完呢。
And today if it's us in the same situation, we will have infinite questions.
但是亚伯兰那时候一句话都没问呢。
At this time, Abraham did not ask.
神叫他走啊。
Speak a single word.
他就走了。
God asked him to leave.
所以第四节请读。
Verse 4. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
这里就特别强调说亚伯兰他照着神的吩咐就去了。
So here says Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him.
那去了到第五节说他们就往迦南地方向走就到了迦南地了。
Until verse 5, they went toward the direction of land of Canaan and then reached Canaan.
所以这个就是信心旅程的开头。
So this was the beginning to their journey of faith.
开头就是神直接的拣选。
In the beginning is the direct choosing of God.
神的应许。
God's direct promise.
神跟他显现，神跟他有一个直接的互动。
God appeared to him and had a direct interaction with him.
神给他一个他连想都想不通的。想不通的应许。
And God had given a promise beyond his comprehension.
但是他就是遵着神的命就走了。
But he simply followed God's command and went.
就是单纯的接受神的吩咐，领受他的呼召，就进入神要他走的旅程。
So he simply listened to God's commandment, followed God's direction, and went on this journey.
这就是蒙福的开头。
And this is the beginning to his blessings.
今天如果我们在查考圣经的时候
，Today when we study the Bible，
我们看到神的应许
，When we read upon God's promise，
我们会很单纯的就接受，然后就进入，我们就得福气的。
If we can simply accept it, follow it, then we will be blessed.
因为有时候我们按我们现在这个我们现在的情况去分析，然后去预期，没有办法接受。
But many times we will analyze the details based on our current situation, and we cannot accept them.
但是神就是这样子啊。
But this is how our God is.
神有他的方法。
God has his own ways.
虽然在人看起来不可能，但是在神凡事都可能。
Even though it may seem impossible to men, but to God all things are possible.
所以这个就是信心。
This is faith.
当时候亚伯兰因着信心离开他所住的地方。
So at that time, it was by faith that Abraham departed from his dwelling place.
所以有关于亚伯兰的信心，在希伯来书第十一章呢，特别提。讲得很清楚。
Pertaining to Abraham's faith, it was especially mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11.
我们现在请看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
第八节。
Verse 8.
请读第八节。
Verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
第八节特别提到他因着信，他蒙召的时候他出去，他还不知道往哪里去啊。
It says it was by faith that he went out to a place that he did not know.
他不知道往哪里去，意思是说他不知道那个地方是什么，他跟乌尔比起来。
So not knowing where he was going means he does not know in comparison to Ur how that place was like.
当时候亚伯兰没有问神说，请问那个迦南地跟乌尔比起来哪一个地方好住啊
？At that time, Abraham did not ask God compared to Ur which place is better to live in.
哪一个地方比较适合生养后代啊
？So which place was more suitable to raise my children？
哪一个地方比较会能够累积财富啊
？And which place is better for accumulating my wealth？
他根本不知道那个迦南地是什么地方啊
！He had no idea how the land of Canaan was like.
对他来说是完全陌生的、哦。
It was completely unfamiliar to him.
所以特别说他不知道往哪里去。
Therefore, the Bible says he did not know where he was going.
但是就是因着信，他就听神的话就走了。
But it was by faith that he obeyed God's word and departed.
他因着信进入了迦南地了。
It was by faith that he entered into the land of Canaan.
所以你看，今天我们信仰的旅程，其实这个就是开头。
So we can see this is the starting point to our journey of faith.
以凭着对跟着神的这个第一次的体验，我们要能够勇敢的向亚伯兰踏出去。
So in our first experience with God, we must be like Abraham to be brave and step out.
在这当中，亚伯兰他在这个旅程里面，他最重要的保障就是神给他的应许。
So the greatest assurance Abraham had in this journey of faith was God's promise to him.
神说我要赐福给你了。
And God said, I will bless you.
所以他这个国度最起码的就是有神的同在。
And the most basic condition of this nation is the abidance of God.
这个福气跟世人所认为的福气不一样。
For this promise is different from the blessings of this world.
好，圣经就很简单的说，他们后来就到了迦南地了。
Bible simply described that they reached Canaan.
那其实从哈兰到迦南地啊，这个旅程要走很久了。
So in fact, the journey from Haran to Canaan was a very long one.
但是这个路上发生的事情不是重点。
But what happened in the journey, in the process was not the key.
现在重点是他们到了以后，当亚伯兰他到了迦南地以后，他看到什么样的情况
？So the key lies in what they had seen after they reached Canaan.
现在看回来创世纪十二章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 12.
十二章的第六节。
Chapter 12 verse 6.
来，请读第六节。
Verse 6, Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land.
他现在到了迦南地之后，发现那里有人住了。
After he reached the land of Canaan, he discovered that people already dwelt there.
这些迦南人是谁？
So who are the Canaanites?
这些迦南人是韩的后代。
So the Canaanites were the descendants of Ham.
那亚伯兰他们是闪的后代。
So Abraham, they were the descendants of Shem.
当时候基本上都是亲戚啊。
So in fact, they were all relatives.
可是这个闪，这个韩的后代，迦南人这里的人呢、啊？看起来应该都是高大的。
But the Canaanites, they were great in stature.
他们都是善于征战的。
So they were all, they were all good fighters.
我们后来在看迦南七族的时候，我们就会发现那些人长相，他们的那个身高体材可能都跟亚伯兰不一样。
So later when we study the seven tribes of Canaanites, then we discover their statures, their appearance are all very different from the, Abraham.
好了，现在亚伯兰进了迦南地以后
，So now after Abraham came to the land of
Canaan, 他所看到了跟他还没有到以前所想的可能不一样了。
Perhaps what he had seen was completely different from what he had imagined.
因为神都没有跟他讲到迦南地里面，迦南地是怎么样一回事啊？里面有住什么人啊？是什么样的地形？神一句话都没有说啊。
Because God did not tell him what he was to expect after he entered into the land of Canaan.
等到进来之后
，Until he came to the land，
才发现原来这里有人，而且人还是很高的人。
And after he reached Canaan, then he discovered that people lived here, and the people were very big.
那现在要怎样住呢？住哪里啊
？So now the question is, where would he live?
这些要怎样相处啊
？So how would he get along with these people?
这个其实对当时候亚伯兰来说，这是一个非常大的期待跟现实的落差。
But in fact, that was a great disappointment to perhaps his expectations.
在这里，我们看到亚伯兰他也一句怨言都没有发。
We can see how Abraham did not utter a word of complaint.
你看他。只是说，哇，迦南人住在这里啦。
And he merely said the Canaanites dwell here.
他想说，神给他的这个地方应该是空旷的哈、啊，他是想要做什么，他住哪里都可以，随便他、啊。
So he may have imagined the land that God was to give him to be one that is spacious.
现在情况不是这样的，没有那么理想啊。
But now the reality was not so ideal.
后面还有很多事神都没有讲。
There are so many things that God did not mention.
也许当时亚伯兰说，神啊，你如果早说的话，我就有意见了。
And so perhaps Abraham might have thought, God, if you had told me this.
我傻傻的来了，你现在跟我给我看到的是这个。
But now I have came, I have come here, and now this is what I'm faced with.
当时候亚伯兰在想的，他心里所想的，神都知道的。
But God already knew what everything Abraham was thinking.
我们看神接下来怎么做。
Let us see what God, had done.
我们看，请看第九，接下去十二章的第七节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 7. Verse 7, then the Lord appeared to Abraham, said, To your descendants I will give this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord, whom he appeared to him.
这里神都没有说什么，他直接跟亚伯兰再次显现。
Here God did not say anything, rather he appeared again to Abraham.
他说我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
And said, To your descendants I will give this land.
这个地不是给你，是给你的后裔哦。
This land was not given to you, but to your descendants.
你的后裔可能以后很久以后的人呢，不一定啊。
So your descendants.
不是给你儿子。
Your descendants might be people in future generations, not necessarily to yourself.
所以很有可能亚伯兰一辈子都看不到。
So perhaps Abraham will never see this land in his entire life.
在那个时候，他一个儿子也没有。
Because at that time he had no sons.
但是其实亚伯兰那时候已经想说，我既然没有儿子，那我家里的仆人就算了，我家的人吧。
And so at that time Abraham thought, since I have no son of my own, maybe my servants will count as my own family.
所以对后裔这个事情，亚伯兰他当时候的想法可能。落差不会很大。
So regarding the matters of descendants, Abraham had a very different understanding from God.
因为他离开乌尔的时候，他特别圣经特别说他妻子撒来不会生育的。
Because when he came out of war, Bible especially mentioned that his wife Sarah was barren.
又住在哈兰，又住那么久了。
They also lived in the land of Haran for a long time.
年纪又大了。
They were advancing in age.
走了长途跋涉跑来迦南地，现在没有儿子，对他来说。这本来就是没有儿子啊。
So they travel a long way to Canaan. They still had no children. So to him, he had no descendants.
神说他的后裔，他要有后裔的。
But God said to him that you will have descendants.
因为你有国度啊。
Because you will have a nation.
现在神特别 对这个土地说，我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
But God especially said to the land that I will give your descendants this land.
那时候亚伯兰他也没有再问问题。
At that time, Abraham did not ask any more questions.
他没有问神说，我一个儿子都没有，我这个土地我要怎样拿到
？And he did not ask God, I have no son, and how would I obtain this land?
有人住，你要有这个土地。成为你的，这个是要打仗的。
And so, if someone else already possesses the land you're in, you have to fight for it.
啊，不然用钱买，你能够买多大一块呢
？If I were to buy the land, how big of a piece of land?
到最后，其实亚伯兰真的只有买了一块坟地而已啊。
So in the end, Abraham only purchased the land he was to be buried in.
所以神给他说：“我把这个土地给你的时候
，When God said to him, I will give you this land.
这当时候如果没有用信心领受，真的。听不下去的。
If he did not receive it by faith, he would not be able to take it.
我们从这样看出来，神讲了很多话。当时亚伯兰如果用人间的逻辑去想，都听不下去。
So from many things that God has said to Abraham, he had listened to them by human logic, then he would not be able to accept them.
但是还好，亚伯兰他并不是用理性先去分析，看看可不可信。
Abraham did not listen to them by logic.
他直接因为这位荣耀神说的话，他就信了。
He simply believed because it was spoken by the glorious God.
他的信心表现在哪里
？And where was his faith portrayed?
表现他听到神的应许之后，他筑坛。他说他在那里为向他显现的神筑了一座坛。
It was manifested in verse 7 that after God spoken to him, he built an altar to the God who then appeared to him.
这个筑坛其实就在说明他相信，他接受了神所给他的应许。
The act of building an altar means that he had listened and accepted what God has said to him.
因为筑坛之后，他一定要献祭，不然筑坛干什么
？Because after he built an altar, he have to make an offering.
他筑坛献祭就是要感谢神。
He built an altar, offer and sacrifice so he could thank God.
他感谢神给他这一切应许。
He thanked God for granting him all these promises.
虽然他都还没有看到
，even though he had yet seen them.
但是就好像已经有一个实质的东西摆在他面前了。
But it's as if the surety was already placed before him.
所以他筑坛。感谢神。
So he built an altar to give thanks to God.
也在这里，他立定一个很大的决心，他要跟这位神有一个很密切的交通。
He was also at this very place that he set a great determination that he must have an intimate relationship with his God.
因为他从伯拉和那一边来到这个地方，他什么人都没有，他没有任何的亲戚朋友可以依靠了。
When he came from the rivers, he did not have any families or any reliance.
他现在只有这位跟他显现的神而已。
He only had this God who appeared to him.
所以他现在筑坛目标就是要向他显现的这位神来感谢。
Therefore, the goal of building an altar was to give thanks to this God who had appeared to him.
那所以今天你看他一开头亚伯兰的信心。是非常单纯的。
So you can see the beginning of Abraham's faith was very simple.
在这里，他展现出他对神的依靠。
Here he had manifested his reliance and trust in God.
虽然在这里他连立足之地都没有。
Even though now he had no place to set his foot.
可是有神，他就够了。
But it was enough that he had God with him.
那这个是一开头信心的起点呢、啊。
So this was the starting point of his faith.
好，接下来生活还是要过啊。
Then following, he still had to make a living.
你筑完坛之后，然后接下来呢
？What happens after he built an altar?
好，我们现在看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
最后章八节。
Verse 8, and he moved from there so to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
这里第八节，亚伯兰就开始搬家了。
So here began his move.
他一站一站的搬啊，他不知道，因为他不知道去住哪里啊。
He did not know where to live, so he moved from place to place.
神只是跟他说：“你去迦南地啊。”
For God merely instructed him to go to the land of Canaan.
啊，去的是住哪里啊？
But God did not say where he would live.
如果是今天我们的话，我们说你去纽约好了。
So today, someone tell you to move to New York.
纽约是要去住曼哈顿呢，还是要去住那个 Brooklyn 呢？
But am I to live in Manhattan or Brooklyn when I get to New York?
你是住哪个区？住好区还是坏区啊？
So would I live in a good area or a bad area?
神都没有讲啊。
And God never told him.
现在去了，你自己去想办法。
So just to go there and you think of your own.
所以他到了以后，他现在先筑坛。
So after he came to Canaan, he first pitched a tent.
现在生活还是要过。他现在要去找一个地方住啊。
And now he had to find a place to live in.
他就从北边。一路一直往南边搬呢。
So he started moving up from the north down to the south.
在搬的过程，其实我们就看到当时候亚伯兰 他在看这块土地到底要去住哪里。
So in the process of moving, we can see how Abraham was observing where in this land could he dwell in.
到最后走到他说走到伯特利这个地方。
So until the very end, he came to the place called Bethel.
伯特利这个地方他支搭帐篷。
So he pitched his tent at Bethel.
他在这个地方准备要建立他的家业。
And he was ready to establish his household here at Bethel.
我们知道伯特利这个字啊，这个地点的意思啊。
So we know the meaning to the place Bethel.
伯特利就是神的家。
Bethel means the house of God.
伯特利就是后来雅各要回到他的舅舅拉班家的时候，在半途所停留的地方。
Bethel was also the place where Jacob stopped by before he went to his uncle's house.
在那个地方，神跟他显现。
It was there that God appeared to him.
在那个地方，雅各第一次跟他的祖父的神遇上了。
It was the first time that Jacob met face to face with the God of his forefather.
在那个地方，他恍然大悟，这里不是别的地方，这里是神的殿，天的门。
It was there that he realized that this is no other place but the gate to the house of God.
所以伯特利就是神的家。
Therefore, Bethel means the house of God.
亚伯兰他帐篷这样一站一站搬到伯特利的时候，他停下来了。
So Abraham pitches tent from place to place and he settled at Bethel.
在这里支搭帐篷。
He pitches tent.
当时亚伯兰他也不知道以后发生什么事。
At that time, Abraham did not know what would happen in the future.
但是在这个地方，他有一个特别的感动。
But he was especially moved.
他觉得在这里我应该要开始搭帐篷，建立他的家庭了。
He felt this was a place that he would settle down his family.
他特别很圣经很清楚的说，那个地点在哪里呀？
Bible especially described where this place was.
伯特利东边的山，他说西边是伯特利，东边是爱。
So here says the mountain east of Bethel and west of Ai.
他在那个地方为神筑一座坛。
So he built an altar there for the Lord.
在这个地方，他第一次求告神的名。
And for the first time, he called on the name of the Lord.
我们就看到亚伯兰他在迦南地他的生活重心，他真的是以神为中心的。
So you can see Abraham had God as the center of his life in Canaan.
他基本上带了他在哈兰所累积的这些牲畜、财物、人口一路这样走下来。
He had brought all his possessions and men he had acquired back in Haran and came all the way down to Bethel.
进入迦南地以后
，After he came enter into land of Canaan,
他就开始过筑坛的生活了。
He began his life of building altars.
就是他进入了神的这个应许地以后
，And that is after he entered into the promised land of God.
他知道最重要一件事情就是要跟这位神保持良好的关系。
He knows the most important thing is to keep a close relationship with God.
因为他了解，如果他有这位神跟他同在，跟他祝福
，For he understands.If God abides with him and blesses him,
他去哪个地方都能够得到神的恩典。
No matter where he goes, he will be blessed by God.
他每一个地方都神在带领他。
For God will guide him wherever he goes.
神真的把他带到伯特利留下来了。
And God had led him all the way down to Bethel.
这个地方就后来成为他的国度里面一个很重要的地点。
For this place later became a very important point to his great nation.
这是他在那个时代他完全不知道的，但是神知道的。
But that was something unknown to him during that time.
所以亚伯兰他搬迁的这个过程其实是有神在引导他。
So the process of Abraham's move was something that was guided by God.
是神的旨意。
It was God's promise.
他停在这个地方支搭帐篷。
It was the will of God that he stayed here and pitched a tent.
求告神的名。
And built an altar to call on the name of the Lord.
这个表现出他的信心。
Here also reflected his faith.
进入迦南地之后。
After he entered into Canaan.
他凭信心进来。
It was by faith that he entered
the land. 他现在凭信心生活。
By faith he lived in the land.
他顺服神的旨意，一站一站的被神带领。住到现在这个地方了。
He submitted to the will of God step by step until he settled at this place.
特别强调他在这个地方求告神的名。
Bible especially mentioned that he called on the name of the Lord at this place.
那这个就变成亚伯兰他信心长进的一个关键点。
So that became a crucial point to the growth of Abraham's faith.
今天我们如果要走上我们的信仰旅程
，Today if we want to begin on our journey of faith，
这个。神在给我们的应许地是什么
？So what is it that God has promised?
这个应许地就是神的真教会。
So this promised land is the true church.
我们本来住在外邦地啊，我们本来住在没有神的地方的。
Originally, we lived in the land without God.
没有神是因为我们不认识这位神。
We don't have God because we don't know God.
其实神是到处都有。
And in fact, God is everywhere.
可是很多地方的人把这个创造的神把它忘记了去。拜那些偶像。
But many people in many different places have forgotten this God of creation and went to worship other gods.
神呼召我们。
God has called us.
所以我们本来都不认识神的。
So originally we did not know God.
神的恩典主动临到。
But the grace of God has
come to us. 他呼召我们进入他的教会。
He has called us to come into His church.
要进入教会的第一个要求就是一定是凭着信心。
So the first requirement to enter into church is to have faith.
我们今天从一个地方搬到一个地方也是凭着信心来的。
Today it is also by faith that we move from one place to another.
神有一个应许。
God has a promise.
这个应许就是他要成为我们的神。
God's promise is that He will become our God.
他要赐福气给我们。
He will bless us.
他要把产业给我们。
He will grant us inheritance.
这个产业是我们现在看不到的。
And these possessions are things we can, not see with our eyes yet.
因为主耶稣基督所建立的国度是属灵的国度。
Because the kingdom that Lord Jesus Christ will establish is a spiritual kingdom.
所以这个信仰的旅程。
So this journey of faith.
最后他能够真的建立信心，就是他真的过了筑坛、献祭、求告神的生活。
He was able to finally establish his faith because he lived a life of building altars and calling on the name of the Lord.
求告神呢
？He called on the name of the Lord.
就说明神是唯一他依靠。
So it tells us that God is his only trust.
他亚伯兰他到每一个地方去的时候，你注意看哦。
If we look at wherever Abraham went to,
他并没有先去找朋友啊。
He did not first seek out friends.
如果是我们的话，我们会怎么做
？And if it was us, then what will we do?
我们搬到一个地方去了啊。
When we move to a new place,
那你第一个事情要做什么
？So what is the first place?
我们有人说，你搬到美国来，第一件事情先去图书馆。
So people say when you come to the America, the only first thing you'll do is to go to the library.
图书馆你可以找到很多资料啊。
Because you can find many information in the library.
以前还有人说要到邮局去的，邮局也可以的。
Some people also say you would visit the post
office. 现在邮局没有人去管你了。
But now, there's no management, not good management in the post office.
所以说去图书馆找朋友找资料。
So you go to the library to seek out friends and information.
接下来呢？就要去认识很多朋友。
Secondly, you will try to get to know as many people as possible.
有帮助。
When you have friends, then you have
help. 生活就会变得有趣。
Then your life will be.
不然来到这里人生地不熟，要怎么去？要怎么样让生活不会忧郁
？So when you come to an unfamiliar place, how can you, settle down your life?
一般我们通常都会先去找朋友的。
So, most of us will find friends first.
但是亚伯兰都不是这样子。
But this is what not what Abraham had done.
第一件事情先找神。
First thing he did was to seek after God.
他要跟神建立非常美好的关系。
He was to establish a good relationship with God.
有这个好的关系之后
，After he has this good relationship,
他以后的生活才会真的蒙福。
And his life would be blessed.
才能够每一步路都是因着神的带领，因着信心。他顺着神的旨意在生活。
Then every day of his, every step of his life was blessed and led by God.
他不用先担心他自己的生活。
He did not need to worry his life first.
他有很多不知道的事情，他都放着。
And he, did not care about the unknown things.
这就是亚伯兰他给我们留下了他这个信心的旅程。
So this is the journey of faith that Abraham had left behind for us.
在这个旅程当中，他在这个信仰生活里面呢。
But in the process of this journey, in his life of faith,
他住在迦南地的时候。
That is when he lived in the land of Canaan.
这是神的应许地。
And this was a promised land of God.
可是接下来他马上碰到考验了。
But immediately following, he was met with trials.
圣经说第九节，他现在慢慢的往南地迁移。
So verse 9 says Abraham journey going on still toward the south.
表示说他在伯特利一住一支大帐篷之后。
So after he pitched his tent in Bethel.
他接下来还是生活还是觉得有困难呢、啊。
So he still thought his life was difficult.
慢慢的他往南边搬，一方面也是因为这个迦南地南边他都还没有去过，他从北边进来，很自然他是一定是往南边迁的。
So he came in from the north of Canaan, so gradually he started to move toward the south of Canaan.
到了。进入住在那个南地以后呢
？And when he dwelt in the southern part of Canaan,
这个时候饥荒来了。
So he was met with a famine.
第十节
，verse ten，
进度。
Verse ten. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to dwell there, for the famine was severe in the land.
在这里，他现在碰到饥荒，饥荒很大。
Now he encountered a great and severe famine.
很大表示影响很多人，范围很广。
So it had a great impact to the people in the land.
似乎他如果当时候没有跑去埃及，好像没有办法解决。
It's as if he did not go down to Egypt, he would not be able to sustain his life.
所以亚伯兰他想要下埃及去，在那里暂时暂居了。
Therefore, Abraham wanted to go down to Egypt and temporarily dwell there.
那这个地方，这个决定。
So this decision,
我们就看到亚伯兰他并没有求问神呢。
We can see how he did not call on the name of the Lord.
所以按照他自己的想法，要怎么样解决困难，这是他的最简单的做法。
So by his own logic, this is the simplest way to resolve his problem.
就跟着众人 走啊，众人那个时候饥荒一定往南边去，往埃及躲。
So he simply followed everyone else that they went down to Egypt to flee.
他就是跟随众人的脚步而已。
So he merely followed everyone else.
可是他进家要进去埃及的时候，他有一个顾虑。
But he had a concern before entering into Egypt.
他想到他这个美丽的太太。
He thought about his beautiful wife.
像进去埃及的时候，可能因为他的妻子太美丽而没命了。
So he was afraid that he might lose his wife because of his.He might lose his life because of his beautiful wife.
这个是我们今天弟兄啊，要注意。
So this is something the brothers must be careful.
我们有时候都是期待说娶一个美丽的太太。
So many of the brothers want to marry a beautiful wife.
太太最好是那个模特儿。
Or perhaps a model would be best.
但是要注意。
But be careful.
太太很漂亮的时候，你有一个很大的负担。
So when you have a beautiful wife, you actually have a great burden.
当然，现在这个时候不会说丧命了哈。
So we know today is not severe to the point of losing your life.
太太很漂亮的时候，你就很没有安全感了。
But your wife is too beautiful, you might feel insecure.
不知道会不会有人抢把太太抢走了。
You don't know if someone will take your wife away.
所以其实神给我们匹配的，如果让我们心里面很平安的就很好。
So whoever God has arranged for us, as long as we have peace, then that is the best.
外表其实是会过去的。
Appearance is something that will one day pass.
那现在看我们的姐妹这些妈妈都很漂亮。
So if I see all the sisters seated here are all very beautiful.
我们年纪大了会越来越美。
And we'll get more beautiful as we advance in age.
美在哪里？
Where is the beauty?
美在因为我们有神。
Beauty lies because we have God.
美在因为我们懂得遵行道理。
Beauty lies because we know how to obey God's words.
这才是真的有价值的，能够持续的。
And that is a true beauty and true value that lasts.
所以那个箴言才会说，他说美容是虚浮的，艳丽是虚假的。
And this is why Proverbs says beauty is vanity.
今天我们很多人因着我们的眼光，世界的潮流，我们总会认为说，好美丽的好。
And today it is by our sight and trends of this world that we may see.
我们要
It decides what is beautiful.
我们要知道这个外表的美容是会改变的。
But we must know that the outer beauty appearance will one day change.
年纪大了以后
，We advancing age
可能不一样。
It may be different.
我们有一个妈妈
，So we have this mother.
她前几天特别拿一张照片给我看。
Just a few days ago, she showed me a picture.
她说你认真看这个人是谁
？So she said, look carefully, who is this person?
其实我一眼就认出来了。
But I could tell right away.
然后我跟她说
，So I told her
这个人不够美。
So I told her this is not beautiful enough.
你现在比较美。
I told her you are more beautiful now.
因为她那时她十几岁的照片很可爱的。
And so that was in her teenage years, so she was very cute.
跟她现在比起来。
But compared to her now.
我觉得当年纪大了以后，真的有神的道理，她变成熟，她真的变得非常的圣经里面的美。
But even at her age now, when she truly has the word of God in her, she gives out a true beauty.
所以当时候亚伯兰，你看他下埃及去的时候，他第一个感受就是糟糕了，我这太太太漂亮了。
So during that time when Abraham went down to Egypt, his first concern is that my wife is too beautiful.
当时候亚伯兰其实他在整个他的信心旅程里面，在埃及这个时候是他最低的时候。
So out of the entire journey of faith of Abraham, the point at Egypt was his lowest point in faith.
他故意要撒来把他最重要的关系把他掩盖住，不要讲。
So he wanted Sarai to intentionally hide their relationship as husband and wife.
没有错，如果从二十章第十二节看出来，他们两个关系真的是兄妹的关系，就是同父异母的兄妹关系。
But from chapter 12 verse 12, we can see that they were in fact siblings because they had different.
这是在二十章才看到的。
Mothers.
那所以他们本来关系是兄妹，没有错了。
So in fact, they were siblings.
但是现在他们是夫妻啊。
But now they are husband and wife.
可是当时候亚伯兰为了保命，他就故意说：“你不要说你是我的妻子。”
In order to preserve his own life, he wanted Sarah to not say you are my wife.
但这个地方我们也看到，这个撒来真的是非常顺服。
We can see how Sarah was very submissive.
撒来她一句话都没有问，为什么不可以说
？And she did not question why cannot I.
如果是今天我们的话
，If it was me today.
那我们这个做太太一定有很多疑问啊，回去就修理他了。
And our wife will have many
questions. 怎么可以这样
说？ And how could you say this?
真的那时候亚伯兰真的是没有良心啊。
But so we can say, Abraham has no conscience.
没有想到说他叫撒来这样讲之后，这个撒来会遇到什么事啊？
And he did not think about what would happen to Sarai when she lied about her being the wife. He only thought about his own life.
他没有想到他妻子如果被人家拿走，那怎么办？
He did not think about what would happen if his wife was taken away.
因为当时候亚伯兰他真的顾虑他自己胜过顾虑到他太太。
At that time, Abraham was only concerned about his life more than that of his wife.
结果到埃及地，你有看到这一段所记载的。
我们如果只是想一想，这里面有好多故事。
So in this passage alone, we can see many different stories.
好了，现在亚撒来被带去法老王宫里面呢。
So now Sarah has been taken away to the palace of Pharaoh.
那亚伯兰就变成那个法老的舅舅了。
And so, Abraham had become the great uncle.
如果按照他如果真的把他娶去了以后啊。
So if Pharaoh had really taken in Sarah,
他马上地位提升了。
So his status would now be elevated.
又得了好多礼物啊。
And he would gain many more possessions.
这个时候亚伯兰，你看他白白赚到的呢。
So he can save Abraham freely gain out these.
是用他的妻子的危险去换的。
But it was at the cost of losing his own wife.
这个时候亚伯兰要不要感谢神呢？
So at this time was Abraham to thank God.
赏赐我这么多东西。
Was he to thank God for granting him so much stuff?
这个时候，如果是我们当作是姐妹，如果是撒来的话，我看不把这个亚伯兰骂死才怪呢。
So today, when any of our sisters was Sarai, then they would harshly rebuke her husband.
即使在这么样一个艰困的环境里面
，But even in such a tough situation,
当时候亚伯兰他心里这么低落。
Even when Abraham was so low in his faith,
你看神亲自介入来解决他的困难。
We can see how God personally interfered to resolve his problem.
所以神给他的应许真的没有改变。
So God's promise to him never changed.
他说我要叫你得福。
He said, I will bless you.
祝福你的我就祝福他。
I will bless whoever blesses you.
敢咒诅你的我就要咒诅他。
I will also curse whoever curses you.
所以这个时候，当亚伯兰做这么不应该做的事情的时候
，So here when Abraham done such a foolish thing,
神都没有跟他责备了。
And God never rebuked him.
神好像对亚伯兰一句话都没有讲。
And God never said a word to Abraham.
神去跟找法老算账。
And rather God.
所以其实法老真的是很无辜啊。
You can see Pharaoh was actually quite innocent.
他不知道撒来是亚伯兰的妻子啊。
For he did not know Sarai was Abraham's wife.
但是他被神骂，他的国家又遭遇大灾祸。
But he was rebuked by God, and his nation was punished by God.
所以神亲自来为亚伯兰解决这个困难。
So God came and directly resolved this problem for Abraham.
这就是神的爱。
And that was God's love.
那这是神在关心一个人，当他信心低落的时候，神的做法。
And this is what God does when He is mindful of someone's weakness in their faith.
你看神的这个做法
，We can see God's doing.
跟后来主耶稣基督在看彼得的时候
，It is similar to when Lord Jesus looked at Peter.
你看彼得他把主耶稣否认三次
，We can see how Peter denied Jesus three times.
主耶稣一句话都没有骂他
，God Jesus did not say a word to him.
看他一眼而已
，He merely looked at him.
那个彼得他了解了。
And Peter understood.
那现在这里，亚伯兰他做错这些事情。
Similarly here, Abraham made a mistake.
神没有去找他算账，没骂他。
And God did not rebuke Abraham.
神去找法老。
Instead, he went to Pharaoh.
现在是由法老来跟亚伯兰责备。
So now Pharaoh came and rebuked Abraham.
然后就让亚伯兰了解说啊，他真的是当时候太没有信心了。
Then Abraham understood how he was without faith.
他如果能够坚持当时候对神的信心
，If he could have persisted his faith in God,
他第一个他不会下埃及去。
The first he would not have gone down to Egypt.
在迦南地的饥荒，神会带他度过。
For he would believe that God will lead him through this famine.
他如果真的进了埃及以后
，After he entered into Egypt,
他也不会事先去担心他自己的生命。
Then he would not have worried about his own life.
神不是跟他说的保证了吗？
Had not God promised him already?
谁敢碰你，我就跟他没完没了了。
And whoever curses you or touches you,
我要赐福给你。
I will curse them.
你就算去埃及，你也不用担心呢。
Even if you go to Egypt, don't worry.
但是当时我们都没有看到亚伯兰求问神呢。
But we never see how Abraham had called out to God.
结果事情用自己的方式搞到没办法收拾了。
So he had tried to do things according to his own ways until he had no ways out.
最后是由法老来把亚伯兰赶出去的。
So it was Pharaoh who cast Abraham out of Egypt.
所以这个时候，在这个信心低落的时候
，So during his low point of faith，
神亲自把亚伯兰拉出来
，And God personally lifted Abraham out。
因为这个埃及的这个过程对亚伯兰来说是一个很大的震撼
，Because this process, this journey in Egypt had a great impact on him。
让他先知道说，按照他自己的想法，用他自己的方式去解决困难，会碰到更多困难。
First, he understood by using his own ways to resolve his problems, he will only meet more problems。
好，接下来他被赶出来。
After he was casted,
所以他离开埃及，回哪里去
？So after he left Egypt, where was he to return to?
第十二章的第二十节。
Chapter 12, verse 20.
他们被送走了。
So they were sent away.
送走是很好听了。
So they were sent away.
其实是等于被驱逐出境，你赶快出去，亚伯兰这个人碰不得。法老真的是叫他说，以后你不要再来了。
So Pharaoh might have said to him to never come to Egypt again.
第十三章第一节
，Chapter 13, verse 1。
他们现在从埃及地上南地去了。
So now they went up of Egypt。
要回到再一次的回到这个迦南地来。
So again they were to return to the land of Canaan。
进了迦南地之后
，After entering back into Canaan，
我们注意看，请读第 第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to verse 4. Verse 2, Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. 3, and he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai. 4, to the place where the altar had been made there at first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
这一段其实在讲亚伯拉罕信心在恢复的过程。
So here speaks about the process of revival of Abraham's
faith. 我们看到亚伯拉罕他一开始的信心非常单纯。
So we can see his initial faith was simple.
在这个迦南地里面他曾经软弱过，他信心曾经掉下来。
But in the land of Canaan, his faith once dwindled.
甚至跑到埃及去了。
He even went down to Egypt.
埃及预表这个罪恶的世界。
So Egypt resembles the sinful world.
迦南地预表着应许地。
And land of Canaan represents
就是现在的教会。
And the present day church.
现在神要再一次的把他带回来。
But God again is to bring him back to the promised
land. 要让他的信仰再复兴起来。
So his faith may once again be revived.
他信心怎么复兴的？
So how did he revive his faith?
第一个，他离开埃及。
First he left Egypt.
重新进入神的应许地。
He once again entered into the promised land of God.
第二个。
Secondly.
他慢慢把他的帐篷再搬回来伯特利。
And gradually he pitched and moved his tent back to Bethel.
伯特利叫做神的家。
Bethel was the house of God.
在这个地方，他再一次支搭帐篷，再一次筑坛，再一次求告神的名。
At this place, he once again pitched his tent. He once again built an altar and called on the name of the Lord.
在这个时候，他的信心又恢复了。
So again, his faith was revived.
所以今天我们信心要靠着，要怎么样来建立起来才能够一直维持呢？
So today, how do we establish our faith so we can maintain our faith?
我们信仰有可能起起伏伏。
So sometimes our faith may be up and down.
但是唯一的方法，
But the only method
就是一定要离开罪恶的地方。
Is that we must depart from the sinful place.
我们从哪里跌倒，一定要从哪里站起来。
So wherever from where we fall, we must stand up from the same place.
然后要回到神的家来。
And we must return to the house of God.
要过筑坛献祭的生活，
就是要跟
神保持一个非常亲密的关系。
And that is to maintain a very close relationship.
求告神的名就是把神当作我们最好的依靠。
Calling on the name of the Lord means He is our true and only reliance.
因为往后还会遭遇到很多很多困难。
Because in the future we will also be met with many challenges.
但是有这个筑坛求告神的名的这个生活，这个做基础，以后他的问题就解决了。
But with the foundation of life of building an altar calling on the name of the Lord, we will have no fear for future.
因为当他从埃及回来的时候，
because once he had returned from Egypt,
第二节特别交代他当时有很多的金银跟牲畜。
Verse 2 says he was very rich in livestock and silver.
突然之间变富有了。
Suddenly he had become rich.
这个富有要带来另外一次非常重大的那个信心的考验。
But now wealth is to bring about another great challenge to his faith.
但是我们发现亚伯拉罕的信心建立起来了以后。
But now we discover after his faith has been established.
面对这个众多财富所产生的纷争，他的选择，他的分配就是按照神的旨意的。
So we can see in the decision he makes, when facing the dissensions based on his wealth was all according to the will of God.
接下来信心的考验他通过了。
And he passed his test of faith.
然后神再一次的明显的跟他祝福。
And God once again blessed him.
这个就是我们在13章后面有没有看到的。
And this is what we will see in the latter part of chapter 13.
用这一段信息跟大家一起来分享。
So this serves as our encouragement this morning.
愿我们都能够一起来建立这个真实的信心。
May we all come to establish this true faith.
在这个信仰旅程里面，我们不断的以神为中心，抓住神的应许。
That we'll continue to hold on to the promise of God in this journey of faith.
再来唱诗。
Sing him together.
442首。
Sing him 442.